B'tachan for Life, Shir 1771, Yom Revi B'Shabbos, Parshas Bamidbar. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The Schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlocha and Bracha in everything that they do. We are discussing how sometimes a person might have to go to a lower level to maintain menuchas and nefesh. Now let's give an example. A girl is waiting for a shidduch. Unfortunately, there are many, many girls that are waiting for shidduchim. And Rachmanel Tzlan, they're getting older, and they don't see a Yeshua in sight. From a bitachon perspective, what should a girl do? And the answer is, you have to be able to become comfortable. Which means, if you're going to start stressing and trying to feel chikui, you're going to get engaged in Mirtz Hashem by Shavuos, you're going to get engaged in Mirtz Hashem by the summer, by Rosh Hashanah. You're making all of these dates, which you can do. And you can put in all your effort and try to feel techeles and try to feel smicha. You're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to send it to you, Be'ezer Hashem, by a certain time. You definitely can do that. But you have to make sure that you're not going to get discouraged and lose your menuchas and nefesh. And it might be worth it to just say, the Rabbeinu Shlomo, Be'ezer Hashem, send me the Yeshua. I have tikva, I'm hopeful for the Yeshua. But right now I'm putting in focus to maintain my menuchas and nefesh in the situation that I'm in. Because sometimes when you have extended periods of time going through a difficulty, it's very hard to maintain higher levels of bitachon. If a person can do it, by all means, and it's a tremendous chos, and Be'ezer Hashem will bring the Yeshua. And the longer you're waiting, and the more you're pushing, and the more you're trying to feel smicha or techeles, Be'ezer Hashem, the more you'll be zeicha to the Yeshua. But you always have to make sure that you're not going to lose your menuchas and nefesh. And you have to keep repeating to yourself, the Rabbeinu Shlom is the one that makes shidduchim, nobody else. And money and yichus and connections have nothing to do with any shidduchim, even though it seems like that. The bottom line is, it's dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the Mezavik Zivugim, He creates shidduchim. And when the time comes, no one can stop it, but no one can bring it closer besides the schus of bitachon or the schus of tefillah. That is the attitude to have. And at the same time, you tell yourself, if the Rabbeinu Shlalom is in charge, Be'ezer Hashem, He can easily send the Yeshua, and Be'ezer Hashem, He will easily send the Yeshua. Even though X, Y, and Z is going on, even though it seems like all the cards are stacked against me, but I have bitachon, the Rabbeinu Shlalom will send me the Yeshua. You can do that. And you should do that. But to maintain it for a long period of time, you have to be sure that you're not going to lose your menuchas and nefesh. You're not going to get stressed. You're not going to get upset. So the general rule is, you have to make sure, you have to know yourself, that you'll be able to be b'menucha. As long as you'll have that menuchas and nefesh, put in the effort, try to feel chikui, teicheles, try to feel these levels that you're anticipating, that you're waiting for the Yeshua. And Be'ezer Hashem, you'll be zeichet to the Yeshua. The schus of maintaining menuchas and nefesh, even in difficult circumstances, is unbelievable. And it can bring tremendous Yeshuas, l'mala miderech hateva.